Today's daf in Masechet Nedarim, brought to you from Eretz Chemda Teva Rechava, where we're already saying, as opposed to other locations, Mashiva Ruach, Meirid HaGeshem. We're talking about tremendous Birchas HaCheref. Okay, so we're very lucky. And we have today's daf Chet. However, we went ahead quite a bit yesterday in daf Chet. So before we begin today's daf, why don't we just review some of the various elements that we brought up that are actually quite nogea, because we have this inyan of nishboim lekayim es hamitzvah, and there's also, remember, the sheet that we brought from Gidol HaMarav, that we learn out from Bepicha Zu Tzedakah, that any type of kabbalah of a mitzvah is considered to be the equivalent of a neder, even though it wasn't really a neder, or even the yad of a neder. So that can lead to some very serious chumras. Now, what we came out yesterday in the Gemara was that shari leile inish lezeruze nafshin. That's what the chiddush was. A person has a right to make a shvua, basically nishboyim lekayim es hamitzvah, and it teaches us that he's allowed to do such a thing. Now, the question is, what do you mean allowed to do such a thing? What's the din of the shvua? Is it really chal? Now, as we said yesterday, there's big machlokas rishonim in how to understand this. The Ran says that the shvua is chal. It's just not legabi achiyav of korban, that ain't shvua chal ala shvua. But as far as malchus is concerned on lo yachel devaro, this is chal. And that means that it's mamish at the arisa, you would be chay malchus. That's frightening. The Ramban, on the other hand, he learns, he's not the only one who mentioned the Ramban because of his chashivas in the dinim of Nedarim, but basically the Rosh, the Ritva, that some are even medayik, that Rashi holds this way, that if you were over, you're completely potter. So it's interesting because basically the Ktsos writes that even according to the Ramban, it can't be that the Shvuah isn't chal at all. There must be an iser to be mechalalit, because if it isn't chal at all, so what kind of zeros is there? I mean, we're not talking about somebody stupid who thinks that because he went through the motions of making a shvuah, that way he's bizarres himself, because if it doesn't have any halachic validity, so a person who thinks al pitera does not take something that doesn't have any validity seriously. So it must be that there is some type of iser of shvuah, says the Ktsais. It's just that there's no chiyuv of carbon or malchus. And there's some that say, I mean, where would we get such a thing? Maybe the pshat is that since this is what David HaMelech writes, it means that it's not a d'oraisa, but that the chachomim were mesaken or medivrei kabbalah, that there's an inyan to the shvua, but it isn't the normal shvua. Now, the thing is that since some of the rishonim say that Rav Gidol HaMarav's whole chiddush was that you shouldn't think that this is considered to be a shvua shav, because what's the point? And that's the whole issue, is that you're allowed to use it because he's been mizaris himself. So mashma, that the whole point is that it's not considered to be a shvua shav, because the person comes out feeling that he's mizuraz. I mean, that's very difficult to understand what that would mean. Unless you say that there is some level of kabbalah. Now, there's another interesting approach, which is the Tosfos Rit. What he seems to say is that even though the shvua is in chal, but since he utilized the lashon of shvua, if he's not mekayim his words, so then he's mechal of the shame that goes into the shvua. And therefore, it's like an iser not to be mekayim, but it's not a chiyuv to be mekayim. So that's also the mashma'ut of the Rosh a little bit too. The truth is that the Ramban in Chumash is also that way, where he talks about, because he says beferish over there in Matot, the Ramban says, afilu ki mitzvah saseh, enon chalot, shiyu nishba, לקיים את המצווה ולא קיים, אינו מתחייב בו משום שבוע, ולא מלכס, ולא קורבן, אלא דשורי לילה זירוזי נפשי. And therefore we learn, לסורי זור על נפשו. there's an interesting, I don't know, it's Reb Tzadik, but Reb Tzadik says the pshat in the idea that he's being mizarev himself is, it's interesting that Rav Kanievsky also set up shot like this, not in the name of the Tesis Rid, but maybe that's the pshat. There's also an interesting Meshiloach like this. The Meshiloach is like this. Things that people do on their own are much more valuable to be matzil him from the Yetzer Hara, which is Meirehet. In other words, the point of the Yetzer Hara is never to tell you to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody at the moment that he had a nisoyan for an avera, he would be aware of the fact that how can I do this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to do it. He would never be able to do it. So the whole idea is that either he's Meira Heter, that maybe in this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't asra, or he is forgetful, meaning not intellectually forgetful, but as Reb Tzadik puts it, he's forgetful in his lathe. In other words, it's not something in his awareness, even though intellectually he knows that what I'm about to do is wrong, but he's not relating to it as wrong. So the Ziruze Nafshe is because once the person involves himself in that process of being Matzil himself, so then that prevents either the Hiraz Heter or the forgetfulness of the Lev. And that's the main point of the Ziruze Nafshe, which I think is a very meaningful insight in terms of the psychology of Ziruze Nafshe, for sure. Okay, so that would be one point. Let's see, what else did we discuss yesterday? Yes, we talked about that anything that you're mekabel is a Dvar Mitzvah, you're mechuyev to, as I mentioned earlier, from Mipicha, right? So now the question is, how is the way that we do the Hataras Nedarim, we're Mamoser Maida, and we say that any neder that I make, or any Hanhoga Shal Mitzvah, and as long as I forgot to say Beli Neder, right? So we say all of those things that they should be now Batal Mavutal, which is interesting, because Mi Iker Hadin, the person, of course, could be semach on that. If he didn't remember the time that he said it, and the moment that he remembers, oyvei, I forgot to say Beli Neder. So the truth is that Mikra, then that's true. But actually, Rav Zunenfeld and, a minute, there's a lot of noise out there. The helicopters are flying by. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, that the even though Mi'ikra Din, it's okay, but that a person should go according to the minhag. And the minhag is that we make the person go ahead and get, because we're very makbid on these kind of things, that he should go and he should get a Torah Nedarim. So that's as far as it's nogea nowadays. See, was there anything else? Yes, the issue of Nidu B'chalom that we had yesterday. So before I begin, I just want to review that. So we had a couple of issues. If Nidu B'chalom, this is a very interesting machlokas. Is the person who is Menuda B'chalom, even though it says over here that he needs to get Hatorah from 10 people? Oh, no, we didn't do that yet. Sorry, I'm about to do that. Okay, guys, forgive me.
Rebbe's not allowed to have coffee, but
that's what happens when I get ahead of myself.
Right, and Rebbe meant B'tein Talamata Livracha, we're saying here, right? That's what Rebbe meant. Masha Baruch Amor Degashim.
Right, but I need coffee.
But even not more drinking every few minutes will also help.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, so let's get back then to the Gemara. We'll go weiter today on Davchet. That's crazy. I can never remember where we stopped exactly. Rav Yosef. Nidu b'chalom. So what happens if someone is put into Nidui in a dream? Interesting. So he has this dream. Maybe at this point, we're talking about a case where it's he doesn't know exactly who was menada him in the chalom, but he hears a nidui in the chalom. We'll see in a moment what happens if he actually knows who did it. So we're afraid, and therefore tzerach asor b'nei adam la'atir lo. He needs 10 people to be matir. Why? Because maybe this dream is a message from the Shemayim, and therefore the Shechina was involved in being menada him. And therefore, he needs 10 people, because if you have 10 people, so then Shechina imahem, and then you'd be able to be matir the nidui. And when we take 10 people, they have to be tana hilchata. Avu matnu velo tanu lo. This is only if they know how to paskin halacha, mitech the sugya and the gemara. So in other words, they know how to learn. But if they just know Mishnayos and they don't know how to come out with the halacha, you're not allowed to be pesik b'toch Mishnasai, so then not. Interesting. The truth is that there are those who say exactly the opposite, that the people that know the halacha, and that's what it means when they say yilchata, but not stam people who don't know halacha and all they know is Gemara. So it really would be the opposite meaning. And there's also another girsa that the Ran brings, which is people who learn the Tanu is not enough. They have to be matno, they have to teach others. Okay, these are the different approaches. Now, how about if you don't have 10 people like that? Be leka the Tanu hilchata. So then afilu matnu velo Tanu, or again, the other girsa, the opposite, would also be enough. How about if you don't even have 10 people like that? So what you should do is leisa v'leisiva parashat drachim, sit down at a place where it's like an exit ramp of the highway or whatever. 10 people will come by. 10 people that, so there's a machlok is how to understand it. 10 people that will come by and they will answer you. When you say shalom aleichem, they'll say aleichem shalom. So that is megin on the person from the state of nidui until he manages to get the 10 people together. That's how some learn. Or it could be that those 10 people themselves are considered to be, even though they're not all there at one time, that would be sufficient to be itself the Aleichem Shalom from 10 people. This is how the Rosh understands it. But that itself would be the Hatorah of the Nidui. They said Aleichem Shalom. So it's a big machlokas exactly what it means. And the Rambam apparently had another girsa, because the Rambam says if you can't find 10 that are able to learn, you could take 10 that just know halacha, or 10 even amei haaretz, if you can't find that. And if you can't find that, you can even take 3. Now, that's obviously not here in our sugya. He must have had a different mukkah, but that's the way that it's brought, actually, lahalacha. And then there's the other question, what about until then? I mean, are you mechuyev to be noyeg the nidui or not? This is a very, very interesting psak by the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says, it doesn't make sense that in this particular sugya, we should suddenly take dreams seriously. Because all over the Gemara, it says that divrei chalomas, eino malin, ve'eino morid, they don't make any difference one way or the other. So why would I be knowing? Remember, we had even that crazy sugya where a guy had a dream that his father appeared to him and said to him that there's a bunch of money that's in the count 10 beams from the left side, and you'll find money over there, and you should know that money belongs to Aniyim. Then the guy goes and he finds the money, and they said, you don't have to give it to Aniyim. Well, you got to believe a dream. That's really crazy. And then there's Aloha Lamaisa. There's like this beautiful story about Rav Ovadia Yosef, where also he had a Maisa like this. And, you know, the Sfardim, of course, very machbid on the dreams and so on. And he says, Dibre Chalomais, and Mamish, we don't care about that kind of stuff. Stop bringing me. This was the Ben Ish Chai that was talking about things that had happened in a dream. And, you know, chas v'shalom, if you do that, God only knows what kind of voodoo stuff is going to happen. We don't take voodoo into consideration in halacha, tainan, Rav Ovadia Yosef. Anyway, so that's exactly what the Orach HaShulchan says. I mean, like, what, all of a sudden we're going to take it seriously? Bishlama, that he should, it makes sense that he should go. Maybe it's a sinim in a shemayim, and he should get a heter for a nidui, but that doesn't mean that he should be b'chuyev to actually keep himself in nidui, not to mention the fact that the Gemara says that you should sit there and say shalom aleichem to the people that come by you're not supposed to do that if you're a nidui. So obviously the sugya seems to be saying you're not a nidui. Okay, halacha lemaisa, it's a big shaila. There are many that paskin not like the Aruch HaShulchan, they're very makbid, that you should go and get immediately after, but until then, at least the ikar dinim of nidui, you should be noyik, chas v'shalom on yourself, and so on, not to take a chance on the nyonim of nidui, because it's a klola. Omeli Ravina l'Ravashi, how about if he sees in the dream who it was that put him into nidui? And this person that put him into nidui was so nice when Gershi was on the same line, and we could actually see him. Now we're back to having a name even on this line. That's terrible. But, there we go. So what about if you know? So can you go to that person, assuming that he's a living person, obviously? Can you go to that person and ask him to be matir you? Because usually the person that put you into nidui can be matir you. So would that be good enough? Omar Le, so Rav Ashi said, no. Because even if you saw in the dream that that person was menada you, that doesn't mean that he was really menada you in real life, right? It means that he was made a shliach from the Shamayim to be the agency of your nidui. So it's built on him being a shliach, but it's not built on him being the abbezdin, so to speak, that was menada you. So maybe the dream means that he was made a shliach min haShamayim to put you into nidui, but not to be matir you, the mishrei leiloshav your shliach. So just because you see him pronouncing the nidui, that doesn't mean that it's al datoi, and that because of that he can be matir you. Amalei Ravachal Ravashi, how about if the same way that the person sees in the dream that he was put into nidui, how about if the same way he sees in the dream that they were matir the nidui? So can we rely on that? So how about Shamte and also Shorele Bechalmen? Ah, says Rav Ashi to Rav Acha. No, that's no good, because you can't trust dreams. So in other words, since dreams definitely have garbage in them, how do you know that the garbage part isn't the heter, right? So maybe the only part that was true in the dream was the part that he's supposed to be knowing nidui. But the part that was matir him was just wishful thinking, you know. So therefore, you cannot trust the dream, because kishem she'ef shar levar below tevin. The same way, you never will find grain before it's very carefully sifted. You're not going to find grain that doesn't have some of the chaff that's in it, right? Forget about the whole grain. That's not what we're talking about. Literally, the straw. You'll always have a little bit of straw before the sifting. So kach yev shalach halon below devarim betelim. It's impossible to have a completely real dream. Remember, we bring this even l'gabi the chalomos of Yosef, benogea the presence of Rachel. There's elements that are very misleading, as we've spoken about Duncan Woods. You know, there's elements that are, it's, you know, there's a lot of nonsense which comes basically from the pasuk, right? Anavi asherito chalom yisaper chalom. Let him talk dreams. But Asher Devarito, if my words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's for real? You're going to compare that to these ridiculous dreams? Yedaber Devarei Amet, Malat Teven Et Habar. So we're using that pasuk to say Malat Teven Et Habar means that in all dreams, besides the things that I say to a Navi, and that's Poshet the way the Rambam tells us to distinguish between real Navias and whatever people believe in, psychic phenomena and so on, but they're never really useful and totally meaningful. And therefore, you never know what's going to happen. In which case, here too, since this is just a dream, so because of that, b'efshar below dvorim b'telim. This is, remember, some of the Rishonim also spoke about Yaakov Avinu, that even though he had this dream, that was the Zohar, basically, even though he had this dream, he didn't know whether this is a dream on the getter of Dvari, or this is like, you know, in Chalom B'li Dvarim B'Telim, because his dream was in Chutz La'aretz, and because of that, he didn't believe it, because there was no real Nevi'ahs in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, now, another interesting Maisa, just somewhat Nogei, according to some of the Rishonim B'Zman HaZeh, Ravina, his wife had made a neder, and she wanted to get a heter for the neder. So apparently he was unable to be matir the neder on his own. And And because, you know, it could be he had heard it already and he wasn't matter, whatever. Maybe it wasn't the kind of nether that was Beinola Vina. In any event, he wanted to get Rav Ashi to be matter. Now, Rav Ashi was Ravina's Rebbe. So Atala came to Rav Ashi, and he asked him, could I ask you to give the Heter Nedarim for my wife? Because I don't want her to have to come into Beis Din. So I will be a shliach. So mao shi yaaseh shliach v'charatat ishto. So could I come in front of your Beis Din? So Rav Ashi said, only if the Beis Din is already sitting. So if the court is sitting in court, and you don't have to be matriach to bring them together, then you can. But if not, you cannot. We're going to see there's very different approaches for why this is all true, which we'll talk about in a moment. But first, let's see what the things that we learn from this Rav Ashi is. Shemar min atlas. So you see three inyanim from this whole mice. First of all, you see that a baal nase shaliach lecharatat ishto, that it's possible, at least, to be able to explain the charata. Remember, we're talking about charata. We're not talking about coming for a petach. That's very different. We're coming for a charata. It means that we know that the neder is mischarid. He doesn't need us to open up, well, what if you had known this? And what if you had known that? He or she has already come clearly to the recognition that this was nuts. And it's he's so sorry now that I have this. It's like ruining my whole way of living, and whatever it is that's happening, as long as it's not Merlat, obviously. So fine. So first of all, we see from here that for Charata, you can come, because he said, if the Beis Din is in Beis Din, then fine. Shema Amina. Now, some have the last thing first, which is Ki Mechanfim Shaperdom, because that makes more sense, that if it is all already in a Beis Din, that then it's Mutter. And Shema Amina, from the very fact that Rav Ashi was asked, and Ravina didn't do this on his own, so apparently it's not correct. Lo Shari Lo Mishra Nidrasam Lo Shari Lo Yale. It's inappropriate for a Talmud to be Matir and Neder if it's in the location where his Rebbe is. And that's why he went to Rav Ashi. Instead, Ravina should what? You're not allowed. The Mishnah says a husband is not allowed to be matir nidre ishtai. So what was he supposed to do? So first of all, here's a big discussion again that the Ran brings. That's nogea halacha. When we say that someone is not allowed, this is nogea also mumim and legabi b'choras, whether you're able to see a mum in a situation where you're involved as a korav. So there are those who say that entire din is only when you're on your own. But it doesn't mean that you cannot be part of a Beis Din. So why didn't Ravina just make his own Beis Din and be matir? Furthermore, says the Ran, even if you hold that the Isser to be matir nidre kreva is even as part of a Beis Din, couldn't Ravina have simply appointed a few of his Talmidim? Guys, would you mind sitting down and be a Beis Din, and then we'll be matir the neder? Not that he should do it himself. But why would he go to Rav Ashi? That's the deal. So that you see from here that he needed to go to Rav Ashi, and that was inappropriate. Even for him to arrange such a thing would have been inappropriate. B'shamta afilo ba'ata d'rabi. However, when it comes to the question of being matir, a shamta, where over there a person is in a matziv of klola, because shamta is a terrible thing, that you're able to do even where the Rebbe is there, because that's like an emergency. The yachid mumcha, and furthermore, you should know that even a yachid mumcha is shari shamta. Now, yachid mumcha, some learn yachid mumcha means that he has to have smicha, which the Ran proves from many locations is not true, because Reb Nachman even said about himself that he's considered to be a Yochid Mumchan. He would be allowed to be Matir Nedarim. He certainly did not have Smicha. We find the same thing with Rav Huna. So you see that Smicha, Tainis the Ran, for sure is not what we need. And therefore, when it says over here, Yochid Mumcha, it just means someone who is considered to be a Baki Bahalachas. That's all that it means. Question is that Bizman Hazeh, we don't rely on anybody. We don't say that anybody is roy to do it on his own, and that we always demand that there should be three. So apparently, that whole, along with many other things that we say, we're not bekiyim in this, we're not bekiyim in that, and so on and so forth. Okay, so let's talk about now some of the implications of this, that we're talking about, as we said, can you or can you not go and be matir your wife's neder? That was the question. So what does that mean? Does it mean that a baal can be matir because ishto kegufo? So that's a special case, and it's only the baal who would be able to do a thing like that, but normally we wouldn't allow it? Or is it just the opposite, that it's even a baal can be matir? Now, that's obviously going to be dependent on what the issue is. There are some who learn that the reason that the Beis Din has to be in actual courtroom gathered together, so it has to be in session. Why is that? Maybe the pshat is like this, that normally there wouldn't be a question that you would be able to be matir. That means that anybody could be a shliach for anyone. The reason that we have a question about the baal is whether the baal is considered to be chashud, that since he's presenting his wife's neder, and he does not want his wife to have a neder, he may exaggerate the level of the charata. And because of that, since this is a very delicate issue, where the chacham has to be able to actually evaluate, and that's why we want the person to be there, so we don't trust the baal. So therefore, if the Beis Din is already together, okay, we're not chashing him that much, but if he already had to go and make the Beis Din and gather everyone together, now we're afraid that put together the investment that he's already made of his time and trouble, and the fact that anyway a baal wants to get rid of the wife's nedarim, so because of that, put the two together, we won't allow it. Masha'enken, under normal circumstances, we would have said, what's the problem? Of course you would be able to. But others learn just the opposite. They learn that normally the person himself has to be there, and we have to be able to get the sense of it from the individual, or it's because of the halacha that we spoke about before, that something that is the Beis Din is going to do is more chomer if the individual is there. Masha Inkein, specifically when it comes to a husband, there, since we say ishtei kegufei, so there and only there, we would be matirat. So even though we're going to be matirat when the court is in session, but since it's not the appropriate way to do things, so we don't allow you to make a Beis Din for that purpose. So there's very, very different approaches on this. Because, I mean, the way that Tosfos was understanding it, it would be literally just the opposite. Now, the Ron even brings a psak halacha from Rabbeinu Shimshon, where he says that a person is even allowed to approach Beis Din in a letter. And he can write Beis Din that this is what he feels about the neder that he made. And the Beis Din can then go and be matir the neder, even though it's shelo bifanav, which is interesting. So because once I understand as the Dayan, and he explained himself in writing about what he feels about his neder, why would I not be able to rely on that? So that would be yet a bigger kula. Okay, so we have all of these three dargas over here.
Ready? Would that include email and WhatsApp?
Yes.
And that kind of communication?
Yes, yes. As you know, wow. We have a number of sites for, I don't know, but I would not be in the least bit surprised if, what's the name of that word? It's Sohar, right? This is the kind of thing, I think that's what it's called, isn't it, Sohar? That like they try to help people. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. I'll bet you there's this site. Based on the Rabbeinu Shimshon. I know that they've made a site now with a picture of having a coin wave drinks back and forth and so on. That's interesting. But we don't have to look at that kind of stuff because we have this magic that was dropped in the mailbox with a letter saying it's meant to be shared with the daf. So anybody who wants any is welcome.
Usually, Tanufas Yadayim, you put your hands on the coin's hands.
Under. who goes under. All right. Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Zvid. This whole sugya that we've spoken about here, which is very, very chomor, about the din of the Shem Hashem Bishav, and that if you hear somebody saying something that's inappropriate, it's not a covet for Shem Shamayim to be used in silly ways. So because of that, we bring this tremendous pasuk that shows the madrega of what it means to be a Yorei Shamayim in terms of the Shem Hashem. Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Zvid, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Tavla, Omer Rabbi Chia Aricha, Devei Rabbi Acha, Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Omer Rabbi Hanina, Omer Rabbi Miyasha, Mishmei the Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Loi. So this is a long Kabbalah, this beautiful pshat in the pasuk. My dichtiv is Zorcha Lachem Yirei Shemi. What is the meaning of the pasuk? It talks about Zorcha lechem yirei shmi shemesh tzedaka umarpe bichnafea v'yatzatem v'fishtem ke'eglei marbeg. Now this is mamish the closing of Tanakh. This is the closing psukim in Malachi. And we find over there a contrast between the hine hayom ba bo'er ketanur v'yu kol zedim, I should say, v'chol osei risha kash v'lihat otam hayom ba. Fine. And then the next pasuk is v'zorcha lachem yirei shmi shemesh tzedakah umar pei bichnafea. Just mashma that the yom that is ba bo'er ketanur, which for zedim and rishoyim they will be burnt up like straw, that same day v'zorcha lachem yirei shmi shemesh tzedakah umar pei bichnafea. Here is a shemesh where the heat of the sun will be an act of kindness for you. And it's healing, marpe. V'yitzatem u'fishtem kegle marbeik, and you'll be like, you'll go out there and you'll get fat like a bunch of fattened calves. And then asotem rishayim, the rishayim will be like efer tachat kapot raglechem of the tzadikim. And this is the closing, ha'ine anochi shaleach lachem eseli yahanavi, and so on. Lifnei ba yom Hashem agadol v'hanora v'eshiv levavot abanim. That's the closing of Tanakh. So what is this message over here, right at the end of Tanakh, but seems to be contrasting the Rishayim to the Tzaddikim in terms of the big day, the Yom HaBa, which is going to be the same day, but with completely different impact on Rishayim versus Tzaddikim. So what it means is like this, that actually it means the v'zorcha lachem yirei shemi, that first of all, we need to define who the yirei shemi are. The yirei shemi, elu b'nei adam shem yireim lotzi shem shamayim levatol. So it's telling us that what we're talking about are people who were in their lifetime careful and never utilized the shem Hashem. I shouldn't say never, but who were careful not to utilize the shem shamayim levatol. They were careful about suffix brachas. They were careful, as the Mishnah Berurah says, about even using English expressions that use the name, a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the people that will be Zeicha, the Shemesh, Tzedakah, Umarpe. Amar Abaye, by the way, you see from here that the Shemesh is considered to be Marpe. Now, we know that if you're sitting in Mamish in the sun, like we saw in the Gemara, that, no, that's very bad for you, causes cancer and so on. And you can't sit in the sun, the Gemara says. So what's the idea, therefore? Says Abaye, it must mean that Chirga de Yuma is Masa. What is Chirga de Yuma? Remember, the Chirga is like the dust in which you're able to see the light, the actual ray of light from the sun as it reflects off the dust in the air. So the Gemara says, yeah, the dust in the air is part of the sunlight because the sun is cutting through the sky and dropping all of this dust, right? So it's part of the understanding of your exposure to the sun, but not to actually be directly in the sun. So here in the Yuma, if you're protected, and that's the rays that are falling upon you, that is good for you. And that's Merapeh. Now, there's a whole different way of understanding that. And this, because what Abaye says is not the way Reish Lakish explains this pasuk. Abaye says the pasuk, you see from here, you're allowed to extrapolate from this pasuk to the Shemesh, meaning Bisman Hazeh. Reish Lakish explained that this whole pasuk is talking about by Tchias HaMesim. The Yomar, Reish Lakish said, there is no Gehenim, L'Olam Haba. Gehenim, that's something, hell is for after death, not for after Tchiyah. And after Tchiyah, we're over there, it says that the Rishayim are not going to have a Chelek in Olam Haba, and Vasotam Rishayim, that there'll be Efer Tachas Yireglei Tzadikim, and so on. So there's no concept of Gehenim. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Botzicha Mami Nartika. What it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevayochel takes the sun out of its protective dust, and the tzaddikim mitrapimba, so the tzaddikim experience, the Mefarshim explained that it's a reference to the or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'asidlova, which is like Shiva Sayim, or the Maisa Bereshis, and so on. That's Motzinas HaShemesh Minartika. It's not a reference to the local star. Tzaddikim mitrapimba, and that or for tzaddikim, even though it's very difficult to grow into that or and be exposed to it, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that lo yirani adam v'chai, but for tzaddikim, that's their aveda, lasid lavai, is to be able to become more and more aware, even though that awareness is tearing them to pieces and it's blowing their minds, so to speak. But that is a repoint, because in the end, the individual is cured of all of his insanities. So for Rishayim, it destroys them. They can't incorporate it at all. And it tears them to pieces. So the Rishayim are Nidonim with the very same or that the Tzaddikim are Misrapim. That's the Pshat. And that I see from the Pasuk, from Zorchalachem, Yir'ei, Shemi, Shemesh, Sedaka, and Marpe. And not only do they survive that Shemesh, but Ela Shelo'od, Ela Shemit, Adnimba. They will really enjoy it as if they're in a matzav of idunim, of all kinds of delightful things. Shenemra v'yitzatem u'fishtem kegle marbek, you'll go out and you'll grow like fattened calves. V'harishayim nidonim ba, because that was the pasuk before that I read to you, because it says before, hinei yom ba bo'er ketanur, and so on. Yes, that will be the chelek of the rishayim. Okay, that concludes our daf today. May we all be zeicha to be among the tzaddikim lasid lavei that are misadnim ba. Bezus Hashem, we can learn from our Gemara how to get there. Because if we learn that it's talking about being zeir in the Shem Hashem, obviously that leads a person to being more aware of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bichlal. And not to mention that this is the whole pshat of Zerizus that we learned today, that the idea of being mezarez oneself is a deeper internal awareness where you're involved in the process and not just intellectual knowledge of what's mutter and what's usher and so on, but there's a profound sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, in which case the person's response is entirely different. Like the Ramban speaks about being in Eretz Yisrael, that it's Eino Dema, an individual who's in the presence of the Melech and he's in the king's palace, that his reactions are different than someone who is far away from that palace.